Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you're ready for your weekend. Hopefully it feels like a weekend. Every day pretty much feels the same right now. I am coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios home. It's more than a house. It's a personal paradise. You can get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Okay? Push button, get mortgage. It's real simple out here. So easy. Just trying to maintain a sense of ease, especially in the world that we're living in right now. No live sports. Thank you, NFL. I don't want to say thank you, Roger Goodell, because I wouldn't mean it. And for whatever reason, and this has been the case for like 10 years. A matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and check right now. You know, I'm going to check my Twitter. Roger Goodell follows me on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. I'm going to go look right now. And I never knew what intern did it. I don't know what was going on. I don't know what I said. Just one day, years ago, 10 years ago, when like Twitter was really getting underway, I just looked and I said, wait a minute, Roger Goodell. I said, is this like fake? And then the next thing I know, it was actually Roger Goodell. And I have said so many things about Mr. And Roger Goodell still follows me. He certainly does. 190 people that he follows. I happen to be one of 190 to this day. To quote Mr. Deontay Wilder, I have no idea why Roger Goodell is following me on Twitter. It's pretty wild. At JR Sport Brief on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief on Instagram. You can keep up with me and all that I'm doing. This is your show, okay? I'm here every single weeknight. You can catch me for 4 hours starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific to hold it down with you. We've had a great show so far. 1 hour left. I'm a little sad. I'm full of energy. I want to go play some basketball, but that's also prohibited unless I just stand around on the court and shoot by myself. We had a whole conversation about Dak Prescott. Okay? People were calling up and saying he doesn't deserve the money. Somebody called up and said Dak Prescott doesn't deserve any more than $10 million. Nobody throwing a football needs to make any money. Well, guess what? Dak Prescott is going to get that money. We spoke to Ryan Dempster, a World Series winner. He came by, told us how these baseball players are going to stay in shape. Hopefully we get baseball back sooner than later. We just spoke to my main man, Naturel. He's working with Topps Trading Card Company. He's a great artist. He basically did his own spin and version of Jackie Robinson's 1952 iconic image card. So there's a lot to discuss. But you know what? Here in this first hour, there were a lot of folks who had strong opinions about Dak Prescott when I opened up the show and whether or not he should get paid. And whether it's the Cowboys' fault, you know, there was a whole lot of discussion. And thank you to Mr. Donovan Lewis. He's the midday host of the Ticket Sports Radio in Dallas. He called up and he made an excellent point. The Dallas Cowboys should have paid Dak Prescott early. This is someone who was a fourth round pick. They didn't have to sit around and wait for him to get to this point. And now they're going to have to presumably overpay to have Dak Prescott on that team, to have Dak Prescott on that roster. That's what they have to do right now. And it's their own fault. Jerry Jones, it's your fault. You draft this guy in the fourth round. He's on a $2 million contract. He goes 13-3 his first year. Last season, even though the team goes 8-8, he puts up a career-high 30 touchdowns. Guess what? You still have to pay the man. And he's going to make more money than any quarterback, okay? We get it. Until it's time for Pat Mahomes to get paid, and his contract is going to wipe everybody out. There's going to be no doubt about that. But the question I want to pose to everyone, It's quite simple. If you were to go ahead and start a football team right now and you had to select a quarterback, who would it be? Are you going to go with the MVP in Lamar Jackson, who decided to light up the NFL, someone who wasn't even considered great enough to be a starting quarterback, someone who people looked at and said, you know what, he's just too much of an athlete. Make him a running back. Make him a wide receiver. Just make him a wildcat quarterback. This guy throws 36 touchdowns and only throws 6 interceptions and just breaks every rushing record imaginable for a quarterback. That's what Lamar Jackson did. You want to talk about a dual threat? He's just a walking threat. What about Pat Mahomes? Pat Mahomes dislocates his kneecap. In my opinion, I was like, shoot, the Chiefs season is basically in the toilet, and he comes back and leads the squad to the Super Bowl. I thought Pat Mahomes would eventually win a Super Bowl. I didn't know it would come so soon. You still have some other great quarterbacks, guys who've been to the dance multiple times. A Russell Wilson, an old reliable. There was a good stretch that he looked like the MVP. Deshaun Watson, at certain points in the playoffs, I believe it was against the Buffalo Bills, you looked at Deshaun Watson and you said, this guy's still standing up. They can't bring Deshaun Watson down. The defenses can't take this guy down. I don't know what type of magic that he has. Drew Brees, even in his old age, just seemingly completing every single one of his passes just any time. I think his completion percentage is, I think, the best in NFL history. So like 75%. It's like Drew Brees throws darts out there. Kyler Murray, a surprisingly good rookie season out of him. Ryan Tannehill coming through out of basically nowhere. I want to say out of the grips and grasp of Adam Gase to come out and make $118 million that's basically handed to him from the Tennessee Titans. If you had to start a team right now, what quarterback are you going with? I really think it boils down to, are you going with Lamar Jackson? Are you going with Patrick Mahomes? Is there somebody else? And this is pretty funny. It's pretty ironic. I didn't say anything about Dak Prescott. I didn't say anything about Dak Prescott. And the reality is Dak Prescott is going to probably get paid and will get paid more than every single player that I just mentioned. I didn't even say Aaron Rodgers' name yet. Aaron Rodgers is probably begging for somebody to throw the football to besides Davante Adams. I want to know what you think. Who would you start a team with at the quarterback position? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Who's the best quarterback to start a team with right now today? Granted, Tom Brady's old. Would you want to start a team with Tom Brady? You know, would you want to start a team with Drew Brees? Knowing that these guys are a little bit long in the tooth when it comes to football. They're over the age of 40 years old. You know, is somebody like Kyler Murray, is he a wild card? Do you see him having a longer career, or is Kyler Murray too small? Jimmy Garoppolo has shown that he can put up numbers, but is he someone that's going to put your team over the top? The running game really took over for the San Francisco 49ers later in the season. There's a lot of players in the NFL right now. Josh Allen, if he can actually harness and be in control more of his talent, you know, he has a future. But if you're asking me who I'm starting a team with, it's the Super Bowl MVP. It's Pat Mahomes. This guy's put up video game numbers. We know the NFL has changed. It's about airing the ball out. He has weapons like no one else in the NFL. Everybody on the Kansas City Chiefs is like a human track meet. Watching Pat Mahomes orchestrate the offense and basically be able to dump it to any wide receiver and just know that if they make one move, they can go ahead and take it to the house is obviously an advantage. But you still have to have somebody to actually get them the ball. And Patrick Mahomes is awesome. I don't care if he's side-arming the ball overhanding the ball, pitching the ball. He has thrown no-look passes in the NFL. Who would have thought that there'd be a quarterback who would get away with throwing a no-look pass, still be successful throwing the pass, and get away without the coach Andy Reid having a fit about it? It doesn't matter if he's dumping it off to Sammy Watkins or Travis Kelce. Patrick Mahomes is the best. And if I'm starting a team, I'm going to go ahead and grab Patrick Mahomes as much as I love Lamar Jackson. I was actually disappointed that we didn't see him in the Super Bowl last year. And they basically, the whole team, just blew out Tom Brady and got by him and then decided to basically lay an egg. And now that Patrick Mahomes has a Super Bowl, if you're asking me, the next guy I want to see one that I think would be possible if he doesn't get injured is Lamar Jackson. And that's another reason why I would hedge against selecting Lamar Jackson if I wanted to start a franchise. For as amazing as he is, can he take those hits forever? We look at someone who is dynamic, someone who was large in size, 6'5", Cam Newton was and is. But he had to deal with a shoulder injury. He had to deal with a foot injury. We look at someone like Mike Vick, even the time that he had to spend away. By the time he came back, those hits add up. Patrick Mahomes is a mobile quarterback who can throw in the pocket, throw outside of the pocket, is not afraid to throw on the move, and is also not afraid to run, but is smart when it's actually time to scramble. He's not necessarily looking for contact. He's not trying to show you that he's bigger or badder than you. He's trying to get the first down, and he's trying to get out of the situation. That's a threat. I'm concerned that too many quarterbacks are so quick to just run, and run into trouble. And instead of being able to last the entire game, instead of being able to last 16 games and eventually 17, I mean, good luck to the NFL players who are going to have to suit up for that extra game. A lot of quarterbacks look for damage and get damaged. A lot of quarterbacks, unfortunately, happen to be flash in the pants. Derek Carr looked like he was going to be one of the best ever. Excuse me, not the best ever, one of the best active quarterbacks. And at this point, Marcus Mariota may take his job. It's slim picking. We got Cam from Maryland here. We got Jeff from Texas. I'm going to go ahead and take one call. We're going to take all of your calls when we come back after the break. 855-212-4CBS. Who are you starting a squad with? Let's not waste time. Let's go to Cam in Maryland. Cam, you're on our Geico line. What do you think? Who would you take?
I would take Patrick Mahomes. I feel like he's a great player. I feel like he's great with everything that he's doing. He's a great person, great attitude.
Okay. Well, thank you, Cam, from Maryland, for putting in your two cents. And let's be honest, you could be a great person and have a great attitude. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be a great quarterback. You certainly have to be a great leader. You have to be a leader of men in the locker room. The men have to believe in you. But a big portion of that boils down to your actual talent. If you're a talented quarterback, if you're a talented player, why do you think wide receivers, especially, I hate to say his name. I spent a lot of time saying it yesterday on air. Antonio Brown, why do you think he was tolerated for so long? It wasn't because he was a good guy. It's because he had great talent. And unfortunately, all of his misdeeds and missteps, they can't outweigh his talent on the field right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to continue with the quarterback question. If you had to start an NFL team right now today, Who would your quarterback be? Is it Lamar Jackson? Is it Pat Mahomes? Is it Russell Wilson? Are you trying to go even younger? Are you trying to pull someone like a Kyler Murray? This is the question that we're asking. It's the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show right here on CBS Sports Radio, bringing the flavor in your ear. We're having a big old conversation right now about quarterbacks in the NFL. These quarterbacks now bigger, faster, stronger. Yeah, I might as well go ahead and do a whole commercial on that. Bigger, faster, stronger. That's what the NFL is right now. It's all about offense. You can get rid of the pocket passer. Can you move in a pocket? Can you evade and avoid pressure? Can you throw on the run? Can you accumulate another 300, 400 yards rushing on the ground? These quarterbacks right now are Swiss Army knives. They are your Lamar Jacksons. They are your Kyler Murrays. Michael Vick was ahead of his time at the quarterback position. Had a rifle and a cannon for an arm and had roadrunner legs. Got him where he needed to be faster than the defense could even think about him getting there. And the NFL has finally caught up. So Dak Prescott may eventually be making the most money of anybody in the NFL, not just quarterbacks, everybody, when he agrees to his deal. But I wouldn't say he's the best quarterback. I don't know if anybody could argue that point with me. But the fact is, we do have a Lamar Jackson. We have a Pat Mahomes. We still have an Aaron Rodgers. If you were starting an NFL team right now today, which quarterback would you select? We got Jeff from Texas on the line, David from California. I also see Rick from Atlanta. We got a couple of other people who are hitting me up on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. I'm telling them to go ahead and call the line, 855-212-4CBS. If you're starting a squad right now, which quarterback are you choosing? It's extremely simple. Let's not waste any time as we hit this Geico line, okay? This line is sponsored by Geico. They make it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. You can get a quote at geico.com. It is easy. Let's go ahead and check in with my main man, Jeff from Texas. Jeff, you are on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm on my way to West Texas to see the Big Bend National Park. But I would take the Alabama killer, Deshaun Watson. For the weapons that he has to work with, I think he really does the best. I mean, Mahomes, he's got all kinds of weapons. And Deshaun, he's really limited with weapons. I think he would be the one I would definitely take.
Okay, so with Deshaun, is it just a matter of the offense around him? I mean, he had DeAndre Hopkins. Unfortunately, he's gone. So his play will probably be lower this upcoming season. I don't have confidence in David Johnson.
Well, I really think they're going to go with a faster tempo offense. They got Cobb to work the slot, and we've got two picks in the first. You know, the second round, we're going to take a fast receiver. We're going to go with a more faster offense and up tempo.
Okay. I certainly don't have the most confidence in Randall Cobb. I think he's getting a little bit older. Randall Cobb is not the biggest guy. And so I hope things do work out for Deshaun Watson in Texas. You would take Deshaun. I can certainly tell you that just from those playoff games, he is a magician. I wouldn't necessarily take him, but I can understand your position on that, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You as well. Safe driving and riding out there on those roads. Thank you, Jeff from Texas, for calling in. Who would you take as a starting quarterback if you were starting a team right now today? 855-212-4CBS. He says he would take Deshaun Watson. I get it. He's a great quarterback, and I think his better days are ahead of him. I hope it happens to be in a Texans uniform. You know, Deshaun Watson is certainly not happy that DeAndre Hopkins is no longer on the squad. Let's go to California. Let's check in with David. David, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm great, man. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I got to say that I'm a 49er fan, and they should have won that game. The only reason they lost that game is because they stopped running the ball. they were running the ball, they would have won that game. But as far as the quarterback, I'd have to go with Russell Wilson. That guy's like, I'd have to take Russell Wilson.
Okay, David, your phone went out a little bit when you gave your reasoning, but you're talking about someone. Russell Wilson is a winner. There's no doubt about that. Unfortunately, a lot of people will always remember that interception that he threw in the end zone. But then at the same time, I would venture to say most people would probably blame that on Pete Carroll. It's real simple. Russell Wilson didn't call the play to say, hey, I'm going to go out here and throw it. They should have given the ball to Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch. And there's a good chance that Russell Wilson would be a two-time Super Bowl champion instead of walking around with one ring. Russell Wilson is definitely a winner. And you talk, someone said, Deshaun Watson, you want to talk about doing more with less? Russell Wilson did a great job last year. Let's put it that way. But I would go a little bit younger than Russell Wilson, and I would go straight to Patrick Mahomes. Who would you start your football team with if you needed a quarterback? It's real simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's keep on rolling. Let's go down to the ATL. Let's check in with Rick. Rick, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm terrific. How about you?
Doing all right. I'm sitting here contemplating two viewpoints. Lamar Jackson would be a great pick, but he reminds me of RG3. He doesn't know when to get down. It seems to me like he takes too many chances when he's running the ball, and eventually against NFL linebackers and safeties, that's going to get him in trouble. And Mahomes, I think I would go with him because he's shown that he can come back being down. Doesn't matter what the score is, they're never out of a ball game, and that's an ingredient that's hard to find in athletes, even as good athletes as all the NFL players obviously are. But that's a very unique ability to forget what happened then and face on what you're doing now.
Absolutely, Rick. I would happen to agree with you, and thank you so much for calling. Be safe and be well, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Rick, cheers. Thank you so much for calling in. I agree. You know, the problem with a lot of quarterbacks nowadays is what Rick just said, is that they absorb too much punishment. You see it. Are we going to continue to see a lot of these players now? Is a Lamar Jackson, with his style of play, is he going to last as long as Tom Brady? Is he going to go into 40, 41, 42, 43? Are they going to last like a Drew Brees, who gets rid of the football just seemingly faster than anybody and completes about 75% of his passes? Are we going to see that from these young quarterbacks, a Deshaun Watson, a Kyler Murray? Or is the defensive rules in the NFL, are they going to continue to be relaxed in such a way that these elite, entertaining, athletic quarterbacks are actually going to be able to have long careers? Time is going to tell. But I would bet and say that they're not probably going to have the same longevity as a Tom Brady, as a Drew Brees. But they're certainly getting paid a whole lot more, so it may not necessarily matter. Let's check in with Michael. Michael's calling in from Florida. Mike, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, how you doing, man? You know, first-time caller. I almost thought the question was going to be, who are you going to go with after Patrick Mahomes? You know, this one seems real obvious to me. After Mahomes is a big debate, but he's far ahead right now.
Well, you certainly heard the opinions of some of the other callers. We had someone who said they would go with, and this is not a matter of being a homer, the gentleman who said he would go with Russell Wilson was not from Seattle. We had a caller who said I would go with Deshaun Watson. I mean, there are varying opinions. I personally would go with Patrick Mahomes, but I can certainly understand if you look at the body of work, Russell Wilson is an established winner. Do I think Patrick Mahomes is an overall better quarterback who's still scraping the surface of his talent? Yes, but there's certainly a lot of talent in the NFL right now.
You know, last year I thought the same thing. And last year I thought it was a great debate last season. And then I thought, I said Russell Wilson as well last year. I argued it all the time against, you know, anybody else. I am a Brady guy, but I thought Russell Wilson. But Mahomes was still in the mix. But now he won the Super Bowl. He's been incredible. He's not really messed up any game. He's getting injured. I think he's just, you know, you got to go with Mahomes. I think anybody would build around Mahomes right now if you ask, like, the team owners.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. You stay safe, okay?
You too, my friend.
Appreciate it. All the best to my main man, Mike, in Florida. Yeah, I mean, when you look at the stats and you look at the numbers and what Pat Mahomes has basically been able to do and just, like, what, 3 years in the league? He didn't even play his first year. First year he played, he threw for like 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns. Last year he was hurt, dislocated knee. I was like, no, not this guy. No, 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 no. And he comes back and he wins the Super Bowl. Pat Mahomes is the future of the NFL. Pat Mahomes may be one of those guys who you look at in the United States of America and everybody knows who he is. He may be, you know, it may be tough to say he moves into a LeBron era of awareness, but I think America is going to continue to learn about Pat Mahomes. We got Mike from Albuquerque, New Mexico on the line. Mike, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
JR, how you doing? I listened to your very first show, and I've been tuning in ever since. I think you're doing a great job. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you so much, Mike. We have a few minutes. What's on your mind? I want to make sure okay. You get your thoughts in.
Yeah, I'm just going to say the quarterback that I would pick is, I agree with a previous caller, a few callers back. I go with Deshaun Watson. And the reasons are because I think his better days are ahead of him. Like you said, he hasn't had the people around him to, you know, to help him completely succeed, to get to the top. Like Mahomes, you just plug him in. He's got everybody there, all the talent in the world around him. Lamar, and I'm going to tell you, I don't know if you agree with me on this or not. Lamar is good, and I think he may have peaked already. Mm. But I kind of don't like his running style. I don't know if you agree with me. He's a little too straight up, and I don't know. I kind of like Deshaun a little bit better in that regard. So I think, you know, I think he's got a better future ahead of him, Deshaun does. And, you know, I don't think we've seen the best of him yet.
Understood. I'm sorry, Mike. We're running out of time here. I have to hit the break. I agree with you. But I think one thing that we definitely want to keep in mind. Thank you, Mike from Albuquerque, for calling up. We have to keep in mind that Lamar Jackson, we can say that his statistical numbers, maybe they peaked. I don't know if he's going to go for 36 touchdowns and only 6 interceptions again. But this is the situation. He may actually develop more as a pocket passer. People know he's a threat to run the football, 1,200 yards rushing last year. We know that. But what happens if Lamar Jackson becomes even more prominent and standing it just behind center and getting the ball out? You always have to know that he's a threat to run. And I think that is the area of his game where he can go out and improve. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking quarterbacks, but when we come back, before I roll out of here and Amy Lawrence rolls in, I'm going to give you some of the top news stories. There's some interesting things going around. There's even a UFC fighter who happens to be from New Mexico, who's in trouble again. He might be the greatest UFC fighter, but he cannot stay out of trouble. I'm getting ready to roll out, but make sure you swing on back. We got some more JR Sport Brief coming back right here on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, a little deep cover. Here's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. I want to hear from you. We're getting ready to close out. I'm going to make room for Miss Amy Lawrence in about 20 minutes. But for right now, 855-212-4CBS. We're getting ready to roll out. I'm going to drop some of the interesting news stories. I have an interesting story about a UFC fighter that I had an interaction with. He's always messing up his career. I have some WrestleMania news for you in a second. I want to take this last call. We got Wesley from Alabama here. He wants to talk about the quarterbacks. Wesley, you are on CBS Sports Radio representing Alabama. What's on your mind?
What's going on, JR? First time caller. I listened to your show the first time, your first time, and I really enjoyed it. If I had to have my own starting quarterback, I would probably pick probably Deshaun over Patrick Mahomes, just because longevity wise, I believe that Deshaun can stay healthier. Mm-hmm. I believe that he'll be able to, once he actually has the pieces around him, like Mahomes does, I believe Deshaun will be a whole lot better, in my opinion.
Okay. I don't know if it would be a whole lot better. Thank you, Wesley from Alabama, for calling up, and thank you for the love. Keep on listening. That's right. The JR Sport Brief is here every single weeknight starting at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 Pacific, rocking with you for 4 hours. You know, I get it. You may say, Pat Mahomes is, he missed 2 games and then he came back. If anything, I would say he's durable from a dislocated kneecap, but I can understand the love for Deshaun Watson. It's time for the rollout, and I want to tell you about some quick sports stories before I get out of here. First of all, we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about Antonio Brown. Well, guess what? Head coach Bruce Arians of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was on with Tiki and Turney earlier today, and when it came down to Antonio Brown joining the Buccaneers, Bruce Arians said, yeah, it's not going to happen. There's no room and probably not enough money. But it's not going to happen. It's not a fit here. So Antonio Brown, if he's going to want or if he's going to continue his career in the NFL, it's not going to be in Tampa Bay. It's not going to be with Tom Brady. He might as well stop going on social media telling everybody that he would sign with them expeditiously because the feeling is not mutual. They don't want you, brother. I'm sorry about that. Commissioner Roger Goodell, he's made it clear that the NFL draft will go down as scheduled April 23rd to April 25th. We do not have the details. We don't have the particulars. And thank you to the NFL once again for at least keeping us alive and well and at least generating some sports news as a part of the cycle. Because if I had to listen to everything else going on in the world, I would probably be banging my head against my sink. So thank you, Roger Goodell, something that I never thought I would say, for continuing to keep the NFL rolling. For all my fans of the WWE out there, this is unfortunate news. Roman Reigns has reportedly pulled out of WrestleMania. And if you're familiar with Roman Reigns, you know that he suffered from leukemia. And this is not something that he obviously wants to revisit. He does not want to take any risks, especially with the coronavirus out there. He's not comfortable based upon his past issues and with cancer. It's probably best for his immune system not to necessarily be out there in wrestling or pretty much expose himself to harm. So that's an unfortunate situation. He was going to end up performing with Bill Goldberg, I believe, for one of the championship belts in the WWE, but it looks like the WWE understands that, and they're now going to look for a replacement for Roman Reigns to take on Bill Goldberg. And speaking of fighting, this is not acting, this is not entertainment, this is not sports entertainment. Unfortunately, John Bones Jones, the UFC light heavyweight champion, okay, he was arrested in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Negligent use of a firearm charges, and also it appeared that he had it was a DWI. It was an open container in his car, and at this point in time, I don't know how many more chances John Jones can get. This is an amazing fighter. I was looking forward to seeing him move up to heavyweight. I don't know if we're going to get that right now with John Bones Jones. It seems that there's always an issue. He can't stay out of trouble. I'm surprised that he's even allowed to drive a car and that he's not on some type of probation. And, you know, I've been telling you, I was going to tell you a story. I actually was in Los Angeles for the ESPYs years ago. His brother Arthur was an offensive lineman. I can't recall if it was for the Ravens or the Colts. And him and John Jones were walking down the hallway for whatever reason. There was nobody in the hallway but me and them. And these guys tower over me. They stop me and they say, John Jones, I've met plenty of times before, but they stop me this time. And I'm not bothering John Jones. I just say, hey, and keep it moving. But he stops me and he goes, hey, you're JR, right? I go, yeah. I'm like, what's going on with you, John? You good? He's like, yeah, I'm good. And then he stops his brother, who wasn't paying attention. And he goes, hey, this is that guy on YouTube over there. And at this point, I'm now standing in front of John Jones and Arthur Jones. I have no idea what they want. I had to cycle back in my brain if I said anything or if I told the truth and they just weren't happy with it. I had to really stop and think about anything that I said. And I said to myself, I haven't said anything bad about these dudes. And they actually stopped me to congratulate me and tell me that they see my work and my content online. So that was pretty cool to be stopped in my tracks by John Jones and also Arthur and be congratulated. Now, I've run into John Jones and other establishments, if you get my drift, but this is way before he started having a lot of these legal troubles. And based upon the establishments that I would see John Jones in, it's certainly not a surprise that he's now in a space where he's collecting more DWIs and firearm charges. So please don't be in danger. Don't endanger the community. Don't endanger others, Mr. John Jones. We got another caller in. Let's go to Jim in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jim, you are here. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Jay? Great show you have here.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I was just talking to your lad there. He lived by me up in New York when I used to live up that way.
Okay.
I was thinking of the quarterbacks, you know, and you got to love Mahomes. I mean, you got to love him. He's fantastic. But if I was going to start a team and I wanted a quarterback today, I would want a healthy, good legs, Joe Namath. That's who I would want.
Whoa. Wow. What a well, shoot. Let me tell you something that I would like. I would like a healthy leg Joe Namath to come quarterback the New York Jets. But I think that may be a little bit of wishful thinking. I mean, but you know, we have to take it where we can get things, you know?
Yeah, you do. But you gotta love Joe Willie.
There you go. Maybe one day if he got back on the field, the New York Jets would win another Super Bowl. Thank you, Jim, for calling in from Charlotte. You have a wonderful night.
And thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Jim. No doubt about it. You too. You as well. Unfortunately, in other sports news that we've had, Curly Neal, Harlem Globetrotter, passed away at 77 years old. The Harlem Globetrotter still going strong here in the United States of America, still doing the tours all over the world. It's an amazing thing that the Globetrotters are doing, just to still go outside and bring some levity and fun to everybody in the world. We've had some interesting sports stories. Antonio Brown still looking for a job. John Jones still getting arrested. NFL players making tons and tons and buckets of money, especially at the quarterback position. What else are you going to do? It's a wild world that we live in. You got to take advantage of things while you can absolutely take advantage. You got to max out while you can max out and keep things moving. In other news, your main man, Todd Gurley, he said that he got a visit once he was pretty much cut by the Rams. He got a visit from Julio Jones, who stopped by his house and basically chatted with him. And it was a foregone conclusion, I think, pretty much, that Todd Gurley was going to end up back in the Atlanta area, having played college ball in Athens for the Georgia Bulldogs. So a little bit more. There's tons and tons and tons on social media. I just wanted to run through some quick stories about what's going on. And, even to talk about the WWE aspect of Roman Reigns no longer participating in WrestleMania, it brings the reality back to all elements of sports, even for something that is considered sports entertainment. You know, and unfortunately, you have an athlete like Roman Reigns who's battled cancer, and it's mind-boggling. Not even mind-boggling. It's disappointing that these are the realities. It's an unfortunate reality to see Karl Anthony Towns post a video online and talk about how his mom is in a coma due to the coronavirus. His dad has come out of it. So keep that in mind, that although these are athletes and they entertain us and we enjoy speaking about them, they're real human beings just like you and I. They have family just like you and I. Money does not solve any problem except for money problems. It doesn't always change or help things financially. Doesn't always enhance. Sometimes it definitely hurts. Keep that in mind as you keep on rolling in your life, as we here at CBS Sports try to provide that distraction for you in this world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. I will be back tomorrow night, every single weeknight, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. When I'm not here on the airwaves with you, you know where to find me. Instagram at JR Sport Brief, Twitter at JR Sport Brief. Y'all have a wonderful night. I will see you all tomorrow. It's time for me to make room and roll out for Amy Lawrence. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Good night, y'all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.